Good morning, everybody. ברוך אתה אדוני אלוהינו מלך העולם שהכל נהיה בדברו. נעים מאוד. אוקיי, פרשת השבוע, שלח לך. The famous פרשה on the מרגלים. One of the interesting points when we talk about the מרגלים is that you don't really understand are they מרגלים or are they tourists. Because in our פרשה it's written תיירים, tourists. And not, nevertheless it's also written that God is sending them. It says, וידבר השם אל משה לאמור שלח לך אנשים ויתורו את ארץ כנען. Send people to tour the land. So and it's quite logical. Why? If you're talking about spies, how many spies would you send? 12 spies? You will send one, two. We'll see in the Haftarah that Yoshua bin Nun, when he comes into Eretz Yisrael, he sends two spies. And they discover those two spies. So 12 people going around Eretz Yisrael as spies. How to answer? Tourist? Okay, I understand it. So, and then it's written very clearly that God is sending them. But when we go to Sefer Dvarim, we'll see a whole different picture. So what's it really happening here? The point is that in life, sometimes we see something from the outside that looks beautiful, very nice, but the inside is rotten. The inside is bad. And this is one of the big lessons. By the way, in the end of the parsha, we have the tzitzit. And what's written there is very similar to what is written with the meraglim. We say latur, and what do we say in the tzitzit? Velo taturu. You shouldn't tour or shouldn't look on whatever you desire in your heart and look with your eyes. You should be careful what you see and what you really want. Then there is another very important point. We're talking here about great people, because the parsha is telling us kol nasi bahem kulam anashim rashei bnei Yisrael hema, the heads of the people, like you're talking about tzaddikim. So how is it that those tzaddikim go and come back and tell bad things about Eretz Yisrael? It's very hard to understand. So there are a lot of answers, but first of all we have to understand the pshat. How do we really understand what's written here and what's written in Sefer Dvarim? So the first thing is to understand and realize that the story is, for us to understand it, the simple story, okay? Of course, there is always something inside. That the people of Israel, they came to Moshe Rabbeinu, told him, we want to go and look at Eretz Israel. We want to see what's happening there. One of the explanations says that they heard that the Canaanite, those who, the Amorite, and those who were living in Israel, they hide their treasures in the walls. So they wanted to go and find out. Then can also be a very logical explanation. They wanted to see the land before they go in. And then they came to Moshe Rabbeinu. You know, Moshe Rabbeinu didn't want to do, so he asked God what to do. And God tells him, you know, if this is the case, you send them to look around, but you send only the best. Yes.
God says, "Shlach lecha," send them for yourselves, because God knows what was in the land. So you're sending for yourself, not.
Yes, but why? Why to send them at all?
Because the people didn't trust it.
And this is also a very puzzling thing. After all they saw that God is doing, they don't trust God. And we're talking about the land that was promised to Am Yisrael from the beginning of the world. So it's really puzzling, you know, because you're not talking about, okay, I send a few, riffraff or... this is the Nesi'im, this is great people. Tzaddiki. So first of all, to understand and realize, if we trust in God 100%, they really didn't need to send anybody. But the minute they come and ask, so God told them, you have to send them. Why? Because if this is the level of trust, we have to behave in a different way. In other words, the more I trust in God, the less I need to do. What do I mean? Some people think that when they go to work from the morning, the first light in the morning and the middle of the night, they're going to get more parnosa. Somebody who thinks like this, this is the only way he's going to get parnosa. Because God tells him, you know, this is the way you want it, you've got it. But if somebody trusts God, sometimes it's enough for him to work for 2 hours a day, and he still will get the same thing, because who is giving us the panosa? Our job, our work? No, God is giving it to us, because we have to believe in it. Last week we were talking about Parashat Amal. We got everything from heaven. So the more you believe, the less you have to do. Of course, you have to do. By the way, we have to understand it. There is nobody that can just sit around and do nothing. Because it's written, Shlach bracha bechol ma'ase yadecha. I will bless what you do. By the way, this is one of the reasons when we do Birkat HaMazon, we need to have something on the table. You don't do Birkat HaMazon and when the table is clean completely. Why? You're supposed to leave a piece of bread at least on the why? Because you are blessing, you're saying a bracha, and the bracha has to be on something. And the Zohar writes that the minute you leave something, like for example the miracle that was with the prophet and the Isha Shunamit, that she was bringing those vessels and it was filling oil and more, but the minute it was finished, there was no more oil. But why did God need to tell her to bring
all the vessels?
Why do you need all those vessels? For what? If God wants to make a miracle, he can make a miracle. Because we have to connect things with the materialistic world. That's why we're here. In other words, if I want a miracle to happen, I have to do the beginning. I have to start. And so when we leave something on the table, from this we will be prosperous and the blessing is going to come. But when we leave nothing, there is nothing that the blessing will be on. So this is also here, again, the same idea. If you trust in God 100%, you still have to do things because you are here in this world. But while you do this, you know who is giving you the parnosa. In business, by the way, it happens all the time. It says, how hard should I try to make parnosa? You've got this customer, it's a very hard customer. It takes you neshama. There are a lot of those.
Takes
your neshama out. Yes, the kishkes with the neshama, with everything. You know this famous joke, they say that there's a group of Hasidim went on a boat for a tour. And you know, they were serving them for a whole week or 2 weeks, were serving them and giving them and everything. You know, the normal thing is when you're finished, you give a tip. Now, there were, let's say, 100 Hasidim. They go down off the ship. Nobody gives anything. 1, 2, 3, 4. You know, all the waiters and all the workers, they're waiting there for them to give something.
Maybe they had instruction from Israeli.
90, 92, 93. They are really getting aggravated. Well, wow, we really put our heart into help them and did everything they wanted. They had those all strange, you know, like they look at those Jews, they have all this strange thing. The end, like 100 is the shamash. The shamash comes with this big bag. Here, thank you for your help. He says, now I know you didn't kill Jesus. You took his neshama out. So, we have to understand and realize that when we talk about the Meraglim, who are those people we're talking about? Now, those people are tzaddikim. So we have to understand. Okay, we understood, because they asked, somebody has to be sent. So God, of course, advises Moshe Rabbeinu, you send them people that I'll tell you, like Al-Pi Hashem, the best people, and that's what's happening. So what happens is that those best people, really tzaddikim, talk badly on the promised land. And I was thinking about this week, and I'm writing about this, the Dvar Torah for this week, and I have to talk about it, because today, here in Ra'anana, we have something that happens the first time, which is, in my opinion, terrible. The Meraglim were tzaddikim. They came into Eretz Israel. What did they see? So they say, the simple translation, Az, Ki Azam, oh, great people, very strong, Balei Midot, very tall. But maybe what the Torah is really telling us is a whole different story. Because we all know, Akol Bidei Shamayim, Chutz Mi'irat Shamayim. God does everything, but there is one thing that we have to do by ourselves. That's the fear of God. Worshipping God, it's our job. That's what we have to do. Now, if we're talking from the physical point of view, those tzaddikim, did they think that God's got a problem to give them the land? No. What? People, big people, small people, who cares? They just now went out of Egypt, saw miracles that the whole world was afraid of. And everybody realized that God is the Almighty here and He can do whatever He wants. So definitely, if we look for a reason for them talking badly about Eretz Israel, it cannot be that they were afraid to go in from the physical point of view. So what's the problem? Az is also az panim lageinom. Az is somebody who talks not nicely. Talks, I don't know how you say it in English, az panim. How can you say az panim? Chutzpedik. How do you say chutzpedik in English?
I don't know.
Chutzpedik.
It's a derogatory.
Yes, like it doesn't talk today. People that think that everything.
Not respectful.
Not respectful. No respect. Disrespectful. And then they also saw that those people are anshei midot, midot, bad midot, midot ra'ot. They have bad manners. And they are all corrupt. And there, what's going on there, they have mitzada ga'ava going there. And when they saw this, that this corrupt society, they were afraid from the very simple point of view. Akol bidei shamay, chutz mi'irat shamay. If we bring Am Israel here, okay, we will conquer Israel and we go in and we sit and we have beautiful homes, but what's going to happen from the spiritual point of view? If we are going to be influenced, or we are going to be with those bad people, or we have this, we will be influenced from it. And unfortunately, this is what happened. So were they right or wrong? They were punished severely. So the Torah is telling us that they are wrong. And if this is really the explanation, think about it. Today, we come to Eretz Israel and we see what's going on here. On Friday, they had 250,000 people at this gay parade in Tel Aviv. I don't know if they were 250,000, but even if they were 100,000, it's still too much. A gay parade in Eretz Israel, they had it in Jerusalem. And today they're going to have it in Ra'anana.
The same thing?
Yes.
Well, Meshuggah.
And this is corruption. Now, you can come and tell me that it's natural. I don't care about it. A lot of things are natural, but we're still not allowed to do them. It's natural to what... Just now we're talking. V'lo taturu achrei levavchem v'achrei enechem asher atem zonim achareihem. That's what we say in Kriyat Shema. You should not look with your eyes and with your heart to desire things that you're not allowed to. That you want, you desire. So what? That's Kriyat Shema. Lo taturu. In other words, if the Torah is telling us lo taturu, it means that there is a problem. The same way, by the way, being gay is also written in the Torah. So if there was no problem and it wasn't natural at all, it wouldn't have been written in the Torah. So if it's written in the Torah, they had the same problem. God is saying, the same way as God is telling us, you allowed only to go with your husband or your wife. That's it. No others. That's what it is. But I want, and it's natural. Wow, what is so wrong if we do what we call it today, chilufei zugot? They changing couples, like the men go with the...
Swinging.
Swinging. What's wrong with it? If swingers, what's wrong with it? What? If everybody agrees with it, you're not hurting nobody, so what's the problem? There are a lot of things that the world thinks that maybe they are right, but we have the Torah. And the Torah is the place where we look, and this is where we should put our heart in, and not in other things. The problem is that the minute that the world around you behaves like this, and you know, they have a competition now, who is supporting them? All the factories and all the big firms, everybody's supporting this. Yes. The memshala, your mayor, everybody is supporting them. And it's not only supporting them, they have a competition. Who is supporting them more? Who is talking more highly on them? Is this normal?
Sick.
The problem is that the minute it's happening, I'm worried about the young generation.
About?
The young generation. They grow up, they see those things, and they think this is normal. Not only normal, if everybody is supporting it, it's in. And we all know that sometimes we do stupid things, even if we don't want to do them, because everybody is doing it. Like, if you remember, I told you about this experience. My brother wrote about it in his book, that you took 10 people and you tested one, but he didn't know that he's the only one who is being tested. All the nine were a part of the experiment. And what was the experiment? They had this big board, and the instructor put lines on the board, short line, long line, and he asked everybody, what's the shortest line and what is the longest line? And on the longest line, everybody said on a different line that was quite shorter than the longest line, that that's the longest line. So the first one said it, the second one said it, the third one said it, and what do you think did the last one say? The one who was, they were testing him, what did he say, you think? He said the same as they did. But he told you what was very clear, that it's wrong. But that's the influence. Then they did the same test with 10 people that knew all about it. They knew they were being on a normal test. And everybody gave the right answer. The same thing, the same lines. What happened? This is brainwash.
Sheep, we follow the black sheep.
Yeah, it's a lot of things. That's a human being.
We are everybody you know, else is doing it.
Exactly. One of the things that I cannot get used to is this new, it's not new anymore, people going with torn trousers. They go to a shop and they buy torn trousers.
And you tell you, more.
And they pay more for the, I'm asking you, is this normal? And you see only also on wedding they come with this.
People are bored, they're looking for something different.
Yeah, but you know, it's not only looking about different, they make that's the wrong
problem.
Right.
It's a problem, yeah.
That's what I'm saying. So this is the influence. So let's imagine to yourself a normal guy that comes from 50 years ago and he sees in the middle of the street somebody with torn trousers. What would he say?
A shaman.
Are you a Michigan, a miskin? Give me money. Here, go and buy new trousers.
Or buy new ones. Cut holes in
excuse me, if they were invited to a garden party with the Queen of England and the royal family, they would dress properly.
Oh. Yes, you know why?
Why?
Because they give, they would let them in. They get instructions.
Yes.
That's exactly the point. But yes. If they wouldn't have got instructions, believe me, they will go to the party with torn trousers. I see them on weddings.
Sure. Yeah, I do.
It's unbelievable.
But we've got instructions, but not all of us follow instructions.
That's exactly the point. And that's what I'm saying.
Same with the tattoos.
Gay, tattoos, torn trousers.
Non-kosher food.
All those things. It's not that we don't want them. We want them, but we're not allowed. That's why did we come to this world? To fight with our desires. To know what's right and wrong. And by the way, at the end of the day, you know, it's the thing like I told you. You know, when you give up on certain things, you feel good. Even on the road. As I told you a few weeks ago, you know, they had this... a friend of us had a lecture about behavior and the influence of the behavior on your health. And they say one of the main things that causes a lot of illnesses is that we are very, very tense. And we very, very, we get angry very quickly. We are very nervous. And he says, for example, the road. Look at people on the road.
They go crazy.
They go crazy. He says, I want to tell you something. If you give up, on the road, this guy, he wants to pay. You let him. You feel a friar. You know what a friar is, yes?
Yeah.
I should give him. He's going against the law. I shouldn't give him. That's the first feeling. And you think that if you're going to give him, you're going to feel bad. He says, believe me, try it. You give him, and you will see that you will feel good. I tried it. By the way, they had all the people went out of the lecture after they had in this, the whole parking lot was full with the cars. And they were all took them 2 hours to get out. You know what? Because everybody was giving the others the because after the lecture they had this idea to give up. So everybody was giving the other to go out of the parking first. So they took them 2 hours to get out of the parking lot. So I'm saying I tried on the road and believe me, you know, it's amazing. You would think that I will feel a fryer and I will feel no good. That I let this Michiganer that just cut me on and I let him and go. You know what? After I did it a few times, I felt good. I'm not saying I can't do it every time because, you know, at the end of the day, we are still human beings and you see the things they do on the road, you get crazy. Yes.
But there's a problem with that because you give him a license to do it again. So there's a positive and a negative.
As I said, it's
always two sides.
If the reason you are not giving him is because you care about others, you also believe you will feel good. The problem is that we have our ego involved. That's the problem. That's because I get the point. We are not trying to do it right or wrong. As we say on the road, Al tiye tzodek, tiye chacham. Don't be right on the road, be clever. And how true it is. You know, yesterday, 2 days ago, I went to a wedding and we took this girl, a new Olah Hadasha from France. And she told us on the way she doesn't drive here. She's afraid to go on the road. She's afraid, that's what she told me. She's afraid to go on the road. And I believe her. The way they drive here. So when we think about all those things, so we understand and realize that when the spies came into Eretz Israel, that's what they saw. They saw this behavior. And they thought to themselves, what would you think? Talking about the young generation, would I bring them today to Jerusalem or to Tel Aviv when they have those things going in the middle of the street? Some people would think, no. You know, there was this Rab Telodano, that he came from France, a very famous rabbi. And his daughter stayed in Paris. Mm-hmm. So he was calling her and telling her, why don't you come also to Eretz Yisrael? And she, all the time, she said, I don't want to come. So at the end of the day, he said, what's the problem? He said, I want to tell you, my father, you know, when I, in Paris, and I see people driving on Shabbos and eating not kosher and all doing all those things, what do I tell my kids? They're going. They're not Jews. They don't have to do what we do. But when I come to Eretz Israel and all the shops are open on Shabbos and they're driving on Shabbos and eating tref, what can I say to my children? They're going? No, they're Jews. So you would think maybe she's right. The big lesson from our parsha is that it's wrong. The meraglim that were tzaddikim and they saw what's going in Eretz Israel, they said, we cannot go Eretz Ochelet Yoshvea, and they meant it. We cannot go there. We're going to lose everything because those are corrupt people. But Kodesh Baruch Hu sent you there. And you have a job. And our job is to fight the corruption. Our job is not let go. Because what's going to happen? If everybody's going to let go, what's going to happen? They're all part of us. Am Israel is Ish Echad Velev Echad. That's what it's supposed to be. Unfortunately, it doesn't happen like this. So we see things that we don't tolerate. And they talk, by the way, they talk about sablanut and tolerant and everybody should live the way with, but at the end of the day, they are forcing us. Should I see in the middle of the street what you do in your bedroom? I don't care what you do in your bedroom. You be gay, you be, normal, you be an adulterer, I don't care. That's what you do in your bedroom, it's your problem with God and with your family. But what you do in the middle of the street is involve me and my children. Yesterday somebody sent me a picture from Mitzad HaGaava, not here, that you see two men holding a small baby, small, and carrying one, and they were naked, only with something on their whatever. And you look at this picture, it's so ugly. And this is the way we want our kids to be raised up. So the meraglim from this point of view were right. But God said, not only if they were not right, they were punished severely. Because this is our job. And we are here, and this is the Holy Land. And the holiness comes from the deeds that we do. And we have to do the good. That's why we're here, and God put us here. And we should now try and do the best we can. Of course, when something like this happens, we should try and fight it, and we should definitely not letting our children see this.
when Broder, the mayor,
Broder,
when he was campaigning, he came to speak to the English speakers. And at the end of the meeting, I said, would you allow a gay parade in Ranana? So he said two things. He says, first of all, it should happen in the park only. And then he tells me he's got a son who is gay. Now he's walking with his son today. So what did we vote for? But he made the restaurant at the lake kosher.
He made?
He wouldn't give a license unless it was kosher.
Yes?
Yes.
Okay. So it's got good side also.
Everything's positive and negative.
The problem is that we, this is exactly the problem. This is exactly the problem. Unfortunately, I have to go. This is exactly the problem. The problem is that we see good deeds and we see bad deeds. And sometimes the same person is doing it. And we don't really understand what's going on here, but we talked about it last week. It's our ego. Our ego that is leading us. And we have to understand and realize the first thing is that we need to be very careful, because sometimes we lose the grip with the reality, because everybody says it's right, so maybe it's right. And then the influence is there. As I told you with the tall trousers, you know, there are such stupid things that are happening around, and people made it a bit, this is the in thing. So the in thing today, unfortunately, is to go to the gay parade. And the next step, who knows? And what I'm saying is that from one side, we have to be very careful not to go with them and to be separate ourselves from this behavior, because it's not suitable. Nobody should put his bedroom outside the street. Nobody. And if you see how they walk around and how they do the parade, it's also not exactly modest. And that's not the way. From the other side, this is our land. This is Eretz Israel. So the solution is not, okay, I leave Eretz Israel. No. The solution is to stay here and to build our home in the proper way, as the Torah tells us to do. And to try and influence also the others in a nice way. To show them what is the truth and what is the lie.
Did you say that gay parade is in the park?